Hello, welcome back to another episode of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition's podcast, AJCN in Press. Today, we are here to discuss and talk about the introduction for a new series, Nutrition for the Clinician. And I'm going to let my guests introduce themselves.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Chris Duggan. I'm a professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School, a physician nutrition specialist at Boston Children's Hospital, and the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It's great to be here.
Hello, Good morning, Kevin. I'm Dr. Nancy Krebs. I'm a professor of pediatrics at the University of Colorado and work at Children's Hospital Colorado. I have been a physician nutrition specialist for a number of years and do complex medical cases.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm Cora Bess, and I'm an assistant professor of human nutrition at the University of Florida, and I'm a nutrition scientist and a registered dietitian and the early career editor of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
Awesome. Great to have you all on board here to talk about nutrition for the clinician. So we are the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and I'm excited to see this case series come in and really boost our clinical specialization. But Chris, do you want to talk a bit about what the rationale was for this and how you went about launching this series?
Sure. Well, there are two general rationales. One is, as you've alluded to, living up to the title of the journal. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition is well known for publishing really cutting-edge science studies, clinical trials, but also observational studies and epidemiologic research. But we and others felt that there was a gap in how clinical and how applied some of our research studies were. And we also know that there's a huge disparity between what medical students are taught in medical school and residency and the type of patients and issues that they have to manage in the wards and in the clinics. In other words, there's a huge burden of nutrition-related diseases in our country and in others, but there's really a well-known lack of nutrition education, both to undergraduate and graduate medical education. So we thought that this was a win-win situation where we could install and develop a section in which experts are shown to work through a challenging clinical scenario that's related to clinical nutrition and thereby illustrate to our readers how complex nutritional issues are diagnosed and managed.
Awesome. That sounds exciting. I think this is going to be an amazing teaching tool for folks across the healthcare spectrum, especially medical students. And so we have Dr. Krebs with us on the call. How do we go about picking Dr. Krebs? I've heard about Dr. Krebs for years as just sort of a legend in nutrition physicians. And I had a close colleague in graduate school who did her diet. It worked as a dietitian under Dr. Krebs, and I've only heard amazing things. So I was so excited when
Well, it wasn't hard for me to think of who the best nutrition specialist in the United States was. And so I was just really grateful when Nancy answered my call and email and said this is something she'd be interested in leading.
Listeners, you can't see someone blush on a podcast, but we're trying really hard.
Please.
So, Nancy, I assume you're hopefully really excited about this new section. Do you want to tell us what your thoughts and visions are, both from the perspective of what you hope readers are going to get out of it, but also maybe some direction on what potential folks who might be thinking about submitting a case to the series should be thinking about? And Cora, feel free to jump in here on that, too.
Yes, thanks. I think as Chris said, we know there's gaps in medical student and physician training, and I think that you learn something when you actually apply it. And so we wanted to take nutrition from kind of textbooks and facts and so on to really say, how do you integrate this into thinking about disease conditions and nutrition as a contributor to a patient's clinical status, but also presenting with primary nutritional problems. And so this series really brings the opportunity to kind of transmit our thinking processes and how we make diagnoses, how we contribute to diagnoses, and how we contribute to the management, really the medical management of a given patient's presentation. this first case was obviously very complicated, but I think we recognize and really want to emphasize that nutrition should be incorporated into really every patient's presentation to say, could there be a role here that nutrition is playing? And I think that's part of what we want to see come through in this series.
Cora, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I can add that I think that it will be a valuable resource in addition in dietetics education. Like, case-based learning is a part of education for dietitians and for physicians, but having real clinical cases that a specialist and expert clinician works through is really valuable and will be a great resource for education and nutrition for physicians and medical students, also for dietitians and other people who will encounter nutrition-related problems in their practice. I, for one, do case-based teaching and need cases, for example, in my classes. And, it's great to have actual clinical cases because you can have a textbook problem, but typically people have multiple problems and every case is unique in terms of the cultural aspects as well as what's most important to that patient. So I think having a resource that's regularly available with new cases presenting, contemporary nutrition problems is going to be really valuable even for me individually in my teaching program.
Yeah, this section really hit the ground running. I've always thought case studies are so simplistic of like, oh, we're going to teach renal nutrition, or we're going to teach endo, or yada, yada, yada. And then this is just stacked as far as issues, and really shows kind of the real world nutrition, the state of things where you can have both primary and secondary nutritional insults that need to be addressed and how to think through and triage them. So I encourage everyone to check out the first case, both reading it and the follow-up podcast that we might be about to record that'll come after this. And hope definitely have everyone back on the podcast to talk about future cases. So for authors that are thinking about submitting, do you have any tips? How do we go about this? How do you guys want them to best think about which cases they're seeing are actually likely eligible and likely to get through the peer review process for a case study in this new series?
We have a new landing page devoted to the new article series, as well as a guide for authors. And Kevin, you can link to that in the show notes. So that explains the objectives of the series, as well as the process for submitting a pre-submission inquiry, and then kind of the downstream steps if your pre-submission inquiry is, or if the editors then decide to invite you to submit a full case. So we ask for 2 to 3 learning objectives and a summary of the case with the pre-submission inquiry. But I think it's really valuable to take a look at the inaugural case by Drs. Krebb and Waldrop and study it, because I think it's a great example of the depth of the case presentation and discussion that we're looking for. So we are really looking for, this to be a teaching tool. So thinking about case-based pedagogy and how to walk the reader through the medical nutrition care process, and so everyone can come away with having learned something from reading the article. So to summarize, I think, study the inaugural case. It's a great example. Take a look at the guide for authors. And I think that should give people a good sense of what we're looking for. Also, you can read the editorial that was published to accompany the first case for a little more in-depth discussion of the goals of the series. And if you still have questions, I'm sure the editorial office and Dr. Krebs and myself would be happy to answer specific questions.
Do you have anything you want to add to that, Nancy?
No, that was a great outline of the approach. And I think that it really is key to be thinking about what we're trying to reflect is the thought process and what I think the breadth of what many cases present, and it isn't just, the patient's illness by themselves. That patient lives in a community and an environment and a social structure that impacts their medical presenting condition, but also how they're going to go going forward. And so I think as physicians that are working in the field of nutrition, we also need to rely on case managers and patient advocates as well as our dietetic colleagues and so on to really help us take care of the whole patient. And so we don't want just cases that are really complicated and high tech, quaternary hospital medicine, but also front lines and how nutrition permeates patients' health in many, many ways. And that may be harder in some ways to apply to this case series, but I think that's a long way of saying that we really do want to have the breadth of nutrition, from the complexity to the mundane day-to-day life of the patients with chronic disease and so on encounter, because it's complicated.
And I would just add that the inaugural case really illustrated well the opportunities for involving trainees, and our editorial staff obviously suggests the importance of interdisciplinary representation on these cases too. So it's a great opportunity for educational efforts across the spectrum.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge resource, I think, as nutrition gets peppered into every medical school, allied healthcare professionals at large. I think we've seen a lot of the nutrition support expand beyond just dietetics. So now you've got PAs and nurses and whatnot, all and pharmacists all contributing to it. So I hope this series is of broad use to a lot of different healthcare professionals. I was grateful to see that the first case really started to show how a lot of the care team gets involved in this.
Excellent.
Any parting words for folks before we sign off here?
Get your thinking caps on and think what you're doing day to day, how you could bring that to us. I do think, as Cora mentioned, the it brings it to life when it's a real case. And so I think we don't want kind of textbook theoretical cases, but really any case that you can expand on enough to tell the story is going to be useful. And we don't really want to have hypothetical cases. So join the fun.
Yeah, we should take advantage of the opportunity to promote and ask you to please, tell your colleagues and your trainees about this series. It's always easier if you're thinking in advance that you might want to submit a case study so that you're collecting all of the correct information. It's sometimes hard to track things down after the fact. So the more people that know, the more people that will be able to contribute and help, grow and sustain the series. So thanks for helping us to promote it.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. All right, folks, we'll get your pre-submission inquiries in, and we're looking forward to seeing all of your published work within this new series.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for joining us.